May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know what sort of person you are, but some people love a plan, and they like to stick to it. They like a timetable, a route, a list. Others are happy to see how the day works out. Changing direction, not a big deal. Unplanned excitements are to be embraced. My husband isn't here this morning, he's taking a service elsewhere, but he knows exactly which type I am. I love a plan, a route, a timetable. And whilst I try to be open to unplanned adaptations, I have to acknowledge I find it hard. I'm the sort that has to replan the plan to take in the unexpected. On one particular holiday, I remember I'd done my very best to be laid back, relaxed, to see what the day brought to each day until I nearly burst. Guidebook in hand, I took the family on long days touring to see all the sights I'd planned to see. Now, for context, this morning's reading from Acts is preceded by just that sort of journey, which would be a nightmare for me. Change routes, change plans, stops, starts, go here, go there. Ugh. Now, I could cut to the chase and simply start with the vision of the man calling to Paul to come to Macedonia. But I'm afraid I'm going to add something from the preceding verses. Because Paul and his companions had not intended to be over by the coast. They may have planned to travel near to the Mediterranean and head for Ephesus, but apparently they were stopped from preaching in Asia, and that's the western regions of present-day Turkey. So it seems likely that because they couldn't go there, they had to go there, and they headed north into present-day Turkey, hoping to continue up towards Bithynia, which borders the Black Sea. But something again stopped them. I told you it was the sort of journey that would make me cringe. What prevented them from entering those places? What were the obstacles that caused the changes to Paul's original plan? Well, we don't know. But we know that there were at least two major changes in direction. So this morning's reading from Acts and the bit before it has me wondering, how did Paul feel when his plan to preach in Asia and Bithynia became impossible? How did he feel each time his route had to change? Was he the sort that struggled with a change of plan, or one that was always open to the unexpected? Well, I suppose we could say Paul had had some pretty unexpected things in his life to cope with so far, so perhaps he'd got used to it. And it's recorded in Acts that these changes of plan and rerouting is the work and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And now comes another twist as Paul sees the vision of the man from Macedonia and hears those words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." How did Paul feel then, I wonder? Well, I can tell you I'd still have been struggling as one of Paul's companions. But I wonder also, how does Lydia feel when her plan, her regular timetable of gathering with the women at a place of prayer, is also changed by the unexpected visit of Paul and Silas? Lydia, a businesswoman dealing in purple cloth, the richest sort, is a worshipper of God, a Gentile. And on that Sabbath morning, drawn as she was to that place of prayer, routine was changed. The unexpected happened. And Paul's words convinced her of the truth of the Christian gospel. The good news of Jesus' death and resurrection led to her baptism and the baptism of her entire household. But what if God, through his Holy Spirit, had seen Paul's route changing, caused Paul's route to change, and at the same time heard Lydia's questions and drew them together. Lydia's baptism may well have come about then and there because of the Spirit guiding those Christian teachers west instead of north, and the subsequent growth of the church in the Western world followed. Paul is reminded, as I have to be reminded, that his plans must be transitory, but God's plans are eternal. So for people like me who love a timetable and a plan, a map and a route, it's a reminder that God may well have other ideas. It's a reminder to us all to be open to change, to allow the Spirit to guide, which fits really well with the time of the church year in which we find ourselves, because I think we're at a pivot point in Eastertide. We continue to celebrate with Alleluias, but this week our route takes us to Ascension Day, marking the end of Jesus' earthly appearances, and in 2 weeks' time to Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so we are turning away from all the great festivals of the Christian year, the reminder of Jesus' birth, ministry, death and resurrection, which began back on Advent Sunday, to what is sometimes called the time of the church. You could say we are rerouting ourselves now. Lydia, a Gentile, reminds us that the church is for all. She represents anyone drawn to our churches by curiosity, by the hope that here they might find meaning and hope for their lives, anyone who wants to understand God's love. That short story from Acts tells us of the growth of the church for all, and it's a reminder that when our plans have to change, that when our timetables fail, God is still at work. Faced with difficulties and decisions, the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit waits to guide us and draw us together, draws us to share each other's joys and friendship, as well as sorrows and sadness. A Holy Spirit that stirs us through music and art and hymnody and in the stillness of prayer. Ascension and Pentecost this year fall precisely at the time when we are praying for a new rector to come over to Abingdon and help us. The advert is out there, so pray that there are clergy listening for the guidance of the Holy Spirit as to where their next move should be. And let us be like Lydia, praying to be open to those who come and find out more and apply. The Spirit will hear their prayers and will hear our prayers, and we pray will draw us together. Of course, we have our plans and our timetables as to how this will work, and we have to, and who will come. But God, through his Holy Spirit, can already see the bigger picture. Many times, I've looked back and seen my plans changed, decisions made turned on their head by God's plans. He has never let me down, and he will not let us down. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid, Jesus said. The Spirit is at work. Pray that we may see that work in our church, in our lives, and in our world. Amen.